The summer solstice, do what you love to show your love for all those affected by Alzheimer's. Raise funds and awareness to help the Alzheimer's Association end this devastating disease. Register at alz.org/thelongestday.
Did you do it?
Do what?
Did you call an I Want Smart Contractor to schedule our annual spring AC clean and check? You know how fast the weather goes from cold to hot, and I want our AC ready.
Oh, sure. All set.
Better do it fast.
Do it. Schedule a fast, affordable, top-quality AC clean and check today. Get a $50 rebate and a $200 rebate on any replacement. Exclusively at iwantsmart.com or call 866-285-5929.
iwantsmart.com.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to find out about the mysteries of the Loch Ness Monster tomorrow. Plus, it'll be Wild Card Wednesday and much more. Stay tuned right now because the opening bell with Steve Grzanich is up next. You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by MosquitoSquadChicago.com. And here's Vic Vaughn.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning. It's cloudy and 70 degrees at O'Hare. A 5-year-old boy suffered a gunshot wound inside a home in Ford Heights. He is listed in critical condition at Comer Children's Hospital this morning. The Cook County Sheriff's Department is investigating. It happened on Drexel Avenue, north of Cottage Grove and Route 30. Congress will host another hearing this afternoon on how to prevent abuse in Olympic and amateur athletics. ABC's Serena Marshall reports from Washington.
The Senate wants to protect Olympic athletes and amateurs from abuse. A hearing will put former USA Gymnastics president, former USA Gymnastics women's director, and former Michigan State University president on the witness stand as members of the Senate call for systematic reform.
They're expected to focus on how past processes failed to keep athletes safe. Former President George H.W. Bush is out of the hospital. He was admitted last week in Maine after suffering from low blood pressure and fatigue. Former President Bill Clinton faced some tough questioning Monday after about his affair 20 years ago with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. ABC's Cecilia Vega reports.
Bill Clinton visibly bristled at these questions about his past in this interview. And
Howard Schultz is leaving Starbucks after more than four decades, stirring speculation that he may be readying a new career in politics. He built the coffee chain into a household name, growing it from just 11 stores to more than 28,000 in 77 countries. Schultz is also a major Democratic donor and has backed campaigns focused on civic engagement. When a divided U.S. Congress faced a budget deadline in 2012, he asked baristas to write "Come Together" on customers' coffee cups.
U.S. federal prosecutors accused Donald Trump's ex-campaign chairman of witness tampering on Monday. In court filings, a team working for special counsel Robert Mueller say Paul Manafort tried to contact witnesses in his own tax fraud and lobbying case. Manafort has already been indicted by Mueller, who's investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Apple on Monday revealed several new innovations at its 2018 Worldwide Developers Conference, including group FaceTime, Memojis, even tongue detection. All features Apple hopes will keep iPhone users engaged. But there were a few new features meant to limit your engagement. Device addiction has become a national concern after former Facebook employees and other tech leaders raised a fuss over how much time children and all of us spend on our devices. And some activist shareholders are calling on Apple to lead the charge on reducing screen time.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. It is June the 5th, 2018. It's 5:11 in the morning. We're glad you're here with us for another edition of the opening bell and another business day getting underway. Lots going on this morning. On the program, we'll update some news headlines momentarily, and our guest this morning is Jennifer Jolly. We're going to be talking about tech gifts and the latest in tech for dads and grads. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures are up about 56 points this morning. As we head to the opening bell, the NASDAQ and S&P futures are a little bit higher as well. Jennifer Jolly is with us to talk about tech. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's begin with the best gifts for dads and grads.
So much goodness, gadget goodness for all kinds of dads and grads this year, starting with the Lenovo Mirage Solo camera with the VR headset with Daydream. Now, this is a new point-and-shoot camera that captures everything that you see in the way that you see it. So I'm talking about photos and video. And then you can watch them on TV, see them on your smartphone, or go all in with the totally standalone Mirage VR headset. So this is the first time we've really seen affordable, untethered VR geared for non-geeks. It is absolutely amazing. You know, I've been going around the country kind of showing this off in city after city, and it even makes any of those 180 photos that you've shot on your smartphone, even from a few years ago, look like you're right there, standing right in the scene. So, you know, up until now, we've really seen most VR geared toward gaming. You know, it still hasn't really caught on with the consumer market. This is a new introduction to family photography that is absolutely mind-blowing.
I saw the picture of this in one of your appearances. It almost looks like a little robot when you put it on its stand.
Well, you know, I have, it's just a small little handheld point-and-shoot camera, and then I just have it on one of those little Joby pod, one of those little tripods, small consumer tripod for phones. It's for any you might have. I just have it sitting on one of those. So it looks a little cooler, but it's just a little point-and-shoot camera.
And the price point on this is pretty reasonable, too, isn't it?
Yeah, for a really great digital camera that shoots wide-angle, true-depth VR, ready-made for Google's VR 180 format, the price point on the Solo camera is just under $300, and this untethered standalone VR is just under $400. So for any kind of standalone VR, and by that I mean there's no cords, there's no cables, there's no wires, you can experience it from wherever you are. You know, I have it with me while I'm traveling. That's a pretty miraculous price point for that.
Jennifer, I know you do a lot of traveling across the country, and we've always commented before about the bag of goodies that you bring everywhere. When you pack that, I guess in your mind you come up with like a list of the best stuff and just try to fit it into that suitcase, don't you?
Well, this time I have two suitcases with me, but this is basically what I do for a living. So I have, you know, FedEx is just constantly in and out of our home studio out in Oakland, California. And I would say I go hands-on with at least two new gadgets a day. I'm constantly combing and scanning Kickstarter and Indiegogo, looking for what's next. And, you know, it's always a culmination of everything I've been testing. And I never talk about a gadget that I haven't actually gone hands-on with. Because, you know, I'm sure you get the same thing. We get pitched all these great gadgets, and they sound amazing. And I read all these news stories, and I think, oh, that gadget's amazing. And then I get my hands on it, and it's a, you know, I'm not sure exactly which words I can say right. This early in the morning on the radio, but it's not so good.
Well, you know,
I test everything for myself.
Two suitcases will lead to three suitcases and so on and so on. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I need a Sherpa. I need a gadget-toting Sherpa. It's true.
Jennifer, hang on. Jennifer's going to be with us for the whole hour this morning here on The Opening Bell. We've got lots more to talk about with geek and tech. So stay tuned as the opening bell continues.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, Asian markets had slight gains while stocks in Europe were trading lower on trade concerns. On Wall Street, stock futures are up, indicating more possible gains. Twitter shares rose in after-hours trading on news that it is joining the S&P 500. The social networking site will begin trading on the S&P Thursday. Twitter shares on Monday hit their highest level since 2015. Shares of Starbucks fell in after-hours trading after word that Howard Schultz, founder and former CEO, is stepping down from his position as executive chairman. Investors are awaiting new data on the job market. The so-called JOLTS report is due out this morning, a survey on job openings and labor turnover. President Trump, who last week tweeted about the May jobs report an hour before its official release, tweeted Monday evening ahead of the JOLTS report that this is, in his words, the best time ever to look for a job. Mona Rivera, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. We're back with Jennifer Jolly this morning talking about tech, especially if you're thinking of buying some tech for dads and grads.
Jennifer, I'm excited to see something that is old becoming new again. You've been writing about this and sharing this new the film is back. Film is back. Fujifilm.
Well, Fujifilm just launched. I think it's been out maybe a week now. The Instax Square SQ6. It's one of those little point-and-shoot instant cameras. It's square. It's basically like bringing Instagram to life. So it has no digital function. You point the camera at what you want to take a picture of. You actually take the picture and it prints it out just like the old days of Polaroid. It's the first square format, instant camera, auto exposure control, so your snaps are perfect every time. There's even a little selfie mode for those who aren't planning on staying behind the camera. And, you know, I just think this is such a funny little flashback to, you know, the way we grew up. And we're seeing a lot of that. That's really a popular trend and popular theme right now.
Especially if dad this is something dad, I bet, would get into considering age.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing it, you know, Nokia has their new candy bar phone. And I say new with air quotes. I'm making air quotes on the side of my head because it's really basically the phone that we all started out with. It's their 3310 3G phone. It's a not-so-smart feature phone, and they're making giant comebacks with these old-school ways. So what's good about a lot of these older technologies making this new wave comeback is that they do have a handful of like new useful features. So these little candy bar phones have a battery life of up to 27 days of standby time. And then they also have lightweight apps for Twitter and Facebook, you know, so you still can update your social, you know, to your heart's content. And they also have a built-in FM tuner, a little music on the go, and of course the classic snake game to keep you entertained if you truly get bored. But what we're seeing is people are popping out their SIM cards of their smartphones, especially on the weekends, and dumbing down to these feature phones so that they can be a little bit more unplugged.
One of the other things I saw, and you know, a lot of us now have these smart speakers, whether it be the Amazon or Google, but there people now want to accessorize and get the latest sound, the best sound coming from these. Polk Audio has something new called a command bar.
Yeah, another brand new launch. I got to go hands-on with it a little early, about a month early to be more exacting. But it's really cool because I've been testing out these sound bars. And Polk Audio has just released one of the first, if not the first, it's the first I've seen, though I know that more are on the way, but it has Amazon Alexa built in. So for most people, soundbars are the best way to get better sound quality from a TV and a home theater system without forking out a small fortune and buy a whole new television set. A lot of the other soundbars that have come out that are really great sound quality run upwards of $600, even $1,000. And this brand new one, it's on pre-sale now. It comes out the 30th of this month. It's just under $300. So that's a great little way to kind of upgrade dad's life without spending a fortune.
Is there anything trending now? I know you say you get a chance to play with a lot of different new things. Is there something just below the surface that you might be able to tease us with?
Gosh, something coming out that I might be able to tease you with. There's so many funny new technologies launching kind of all the time. But one of them that you kind of teased on Twitter was this high-tech bug zapper. So we're coming into summer, and I am from Alaska. I grew up in Alaska. I go back there in a few days. And mosquitoes are something I worry about. You know, I know that we have this all over the world. There's a big, you know, worry about mosquitoes. So this is called the Banditol. And it was just a few hours on Indiegogo, already more than 300% funded. It combines a non-toxic scent with a powerful sonic sound to apparently protect against mosquito bites. I will be trying this out in Alaska, in the wilds of mosquito country. So I'll let you know next time we talk whether it truly works. But some things like that are coming soon to a wrist near you, and that's pretty great.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. McDonald's is going all in on self-ordering kiosks. The Chicago-based company said it plans to upgrade 1,000 stores with the new technology every quarter for the next 8 to 9 quarters. International markets like Canada, Australia, and the UK are already fully integrated with ordering screens. Cars.com may be exploring a sale. The company, which is based in Chicago, has reportedly hired J.P. Morgan to explore options regarding a potential sale. Cars.com, a publicly traded company, could reportedly sell for $40 a share. And The Athletic, a San Francisco sports media startup that launched its first site in Chicago, is growing fast, according to the Wall Street Journal. The site, which charges $5 a month, says it has more than 100,000 paying subscribers and 150 employees. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoInno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. We have Jennifer Jolly with us today. Jennifer found on Twitter at Jennifer Jolly and on Instagram at Jen Jolly, spending the hour talking about some tech ideas, perhaps gifts for dads and grads. And Jennifer, before the break, we were talking about that bug zapper. I thought maybe we'd stay with the outdoors world. This new inflatable chair looks like something you could take camping.
Oh, man, I love this chair. It was one of my all-time favorite gadgets of 2017, and the company just launched a new one for kids. It's called the Trono. It's a $70 inflatable chair. It does exactly what it says it will, which is unlike a lot of those couches that you saw advertised everywhere. You know, they look like giant blow-up noodles almost, but you take them out. You're supposed to just be able to kind of spin around a few times with them open, and they fill up with air. Makes you super comfortable. Well, I thought those looked great. I bought a few of them, had a few of them sent to me, and none of them worked until the Trono came along. So it packs away in a small pouch, but when you need that kind of oversized chair, whether it's at the beach, camping, on the go, at one of your kids' outings, you pull it out, you literally spin around a few times, true to the claims, it inflates in about 10 seconds. So I take that thing everywhere, and that's one of the things I've gotten for several dads on my list this year.
The other thing that I guess when I go camping, I've never thought about having espresso, but there's a portable espresso machine that looks like you could take it camping.
I just made myself one of these this morning in my hotel room. It's the Wacaco, W-A-C-A-C-O, Nanopresso mini espresso maker. You hold it in the palm of your hand. It's about the size of a water bottle. And, you know, just because you're miles away from civilization doesn't mean you can't enjoy that serious shot of good stuff in the morning. It pulls shots without electricity or even a motor. You just pump it with your hand. You do have to get finely ground coffee, a little hot water, and then it even has its own little cup. Perfect for gourmet coffee on the go.
Jennifer, anybody who knows me knows I run hot. And generally, whenever I go to a room, if it is cold in the room, I'm very happy. And if it's hot, I'm not very happy. And I saw this personal thermostat from, I guess it's pronounced Ember Wave. And I thought, you know what? That's going to be the perfect gift for me.
You know, MIT, leave it to the folks at MIT to come up with something like this. It's a wrist-worn device. It's touted as a personal thermostat. You wear it on your wrist, kind of like a smartwatch, and then you tap either right or left on the little gadget, and it creates a little blast of either heat or cold. Cold for you. It's a little cold burst against the palm of that real sensitive skin on the inside of the your wrist, just under the palm of your hand. And it's just like applying a cold compress to the back of your neck or running your hands under cold water, how that can kind of instantly trigger your whole body to feel more comfortable. Or when you use it in the winter, it's the same as kind of holding on to a hot mug. It's a subtle shift. I mean, it's not like, wow, I'm so cool all of a sudden, but it's kind of like one of those little fans that you plug into your smartphone and you have it on the go. it actually does work, provides a little bit of comfort, but at that $300 price tag, you might be better off with your portable fans for right now.
I will continue to pack those. Let's talk about laptops. Some of the prep notes that we had from you this morning, you admitted to cheating on your MacBook Pro. How dare you?
I know. That's one of my columns coming out in the USA Today Tech Now columns that I write on a weekly basis. I write, how dare I? I have been such a Mac fanatic for so many years now. But there's little things that I'm not loving about my MacBook Pro, including the $3,000 price tag, you know, when I go all in with these gadgets. So I cheated on my Mac with the Huawei MateBook X Pro laptop. Comes in just under $1,200 for a 13-inch laptop. It's brand new, featherlight, crazy fast, and it truly has a battery that lasts all day. Like, everybody says the battery will last all day, but with a lot of my Mac gadgets, that is not the case. But this one is actually the case. You have 12 hours of video, 14 hours of office work. You can browse the web for 15 hours. One of the coolest things about it is a little recessed pop-up camera embedded in one of the keys. So by putting the camera on the keyboard, you actually have to press the key to pop up the camera. So number one, you know that people aren't spying on you. That camera can't be on when you don't think it's on. And number two, it gives you quite a bit more screen space. So it has the most screen space of any laptop on the market. And then it runs on Windows 10 Personal Signature Edition. And it comes with a year free of Microsoft Office 365. So that adds to that deal that you're getting with that. You know, I did cheat. I'm going to keep it. I'm not completely ditching my MacBook Pro, but it's certainly worth a look and worth a consideration if you have a little bit less of a budget and somebody who's just maybe really interested in more battery life and a few other features. It's worth giving a try.
And while we're on the subject of Apple, I know you're out on your tour, but I bet you're paying attention to the developers conference. Anything that you've heard in the last day as this thing gets underway that has caught your attention?
Well, it really solidified what I've been seeing and feeling in the tech world myself, and that is it's the little things that are adding up, especially in iOS 12. So it's a lot more about polish and getting the tech that's already out to actually work better. It's more about that and less about jaw-dropping changes. So we didn't see a big hint or a big nod to, oh my God, the next new smartphone, it's going to be earth-shattering. It's more like, hey, we're making improvements to Siri, and Siri might finally work as well as some of the other voice-controlled assistants out there. A lot more in augmented reality, AR versus VR coming. And one of my, well, really two of my favorite announcements were that Apple is sort of saying, hey, we're going to tackle this iPhone addiction in iOS 12. So Apple's more like the Swiss Army knife of technology. And that means we spend all of our time on our smartphones, maybe a little too much. So they're adding Do Not Disturb, as well as a screen time app that gives you weekly reports of your usage. They're adding things for parents to get better reports on how your kids are using their smartphones. I think that that's all really exciting. But then also in the same breath, right after they announced, like, okay, parents, here's a way to get more control on all of this, they announced the Memojis, which means you can do Bitmojis of yourself. And, I mean, come on, I'm going to be addicted to that in the first right. 5 seconds that right. that's actually out. So
yeah, I don't know.
Those were the fun things I saw.
Right. I don't know how you're going to stay away from that. I can see how I could be addicted to that as well. I saw that one of the things that I like is that they're going to make the fast battery chargers pretty standard on new iPhones going forward.
Oh, so here we go. Another new battery charger.
Right. Another new thing to buy.
Another new $80 gadget. No, honestly, I've been using a lot of these the QI technology gadgets. Belkin makes one that is absolutely fabulous. It's brand new, just launched. They not only charge your phone about 50% faster, but you just slap your phone down on a charging pad, and Android users have had this technology for quite a while. It's really handy. You don't have to worry about, oh, do I have a lightning connector? Do I have the right thing? Do I have it in my car? So that's pretty handy. And it's about time Apple jumped on this technology. It's been out for a while, but of course they'll wait until they can perfect it, make it a little bit better, and hopefully that will be the case.
Well, Jennifer, I'm sorry we couldn't have you actually in studio today, but when the new digs are done and they're almost done, I can't wait to show you our new headquarters here in Chicago.
I can't wait to see it. I'll be back in August, and by then I'll have a report on the mosquito gadget.
Very nice. Jennifer Jolly, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Jennifer Jolly, again, on Twitter, at Jennifer Jolly, on Instagram, at Jen Jolly, and make sure you look for her on Facebook and read all of her good stuff in USA Today as well. Jennifer Jolly, our tech guru.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures are up 27 points this morning. NASDAQ futures are up about 18, and S&P futures are flat. Let's get the latest on commodities and agriculture now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. We look first of all at the crop condition report issued yesterday afternoon by the Department of Agriculture. And the USDA rated 78% of the corn crop good to excellent. That's down 1% from a week ago, but still among the highest U.S. corn ratings for this time of the year, in ratings going back to the 1980s. The crops, corn and soybeans, growing well in much of the Midwest, and the soybean crop rated good to excellent, 75%, coming in above analyst expectations. So here are the other numbers that we looked at. First of all, for the corn condition in the three I states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, 81% good to excellent. Indiana, 76%. Iowa, 71%. And looking at the soybean crop in Illinois, 78% rated good to excellent. Indiana, 74%. Iowa, 80%. All in all, pretty good crop ratings, and it certainly showed up in the marketplace yesterday as we watched the grain market move lower. July corn down 10¾ cents, July soybeans down 19½ cents, wheat futures also trended lower for the day. Turning to livestock futures, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the weakness in the grain pits carried over to weakness in the livestock futures. And with the exception of June hog futures, that did end higher, cattle futures near session lows. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Tuesday. The Business Roundtable CEO Economic Outlook is due out today. We'll also get a look at the Red Book PMI Services Index. The ISM Non-Manufacturing Index is due out as well. We'll get to see the JOLTS, the Job Openings Labor Turnover Survey, and there's a four-week bill auction today. Tomorrow, Commerce Department reports on April's trade balance. Alphabet's shareholder meeting is tomorrow. Thursday, we'll get J.M. Smucker earnings. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Tuesday, June the 5th.